those socially awkward, misread social cues that everybody deals with in their life. You know, when it's like, you know, when a waitress says, enjoy your meal, and you say, you too.
Right, because they're not eating.
They're not eating. They're working. No, yes. They're working, yeah.
Yeah.
You too.
Yes.
Yeah, enjoy your flight, you too.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. But yeah, people are sharing the times that they seriously misread some social cues. And
one of the comments, I thought the bartender said, you look nice. So I said, aw, thanks, and did a little twirl. She repeated herself and said, would you like ice with a scoop in hand and everything?
Oh, this is a great outfit.
Yeah, I'm not commenting on your outfit.
I love it.
You want ice.
I love it.
Your beverage I'm making for you.
This one lady thought someone was having a garage sale, so she started shopping. But the homeowner was just cleaning out their garage.
Oh, no. Oh, how much for the toaster?
Okay. I'll give you $5. I'll give you $5.
Do you, how much for the rake?
No, I'm not selling the rake. No, I know. Okay.
Great.
Okay. $5. $5 for the rake.
I moved everything to the driveway so I can sweep it out. Not
yes.
For sale.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. Got another one. The first and last time I ever spoke in court, I called the judge Your Majesty by accident instead of Your Honor.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
That's funny. The misread social cues. Thought my neighbor was my DoorDash driver, and I grabbed her bag from her hands. That must be a new neighbor or an apartment complex or something. Yeah.
Something.
Hey, thanks. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I just got robbed.
Oh, I was in a chocolate store, and it looked like the woman working there was putting out free samples on the counter.
Oh.
So I took one.
Of course.
She was actually preparing a customer's order. They both stared at me, horrified, while I stood there chewing.
It's really good.
This taste
is really good. Are you getting some of these? You should. You should, because they're really good.
You should get some. I was trying.
I always do the awkward, are we shaking hands? Are we doing the bro hug?
Right.
Are we doing
a fist bump?
Are we doing, like, I will always misread that social cue.
Well, yes. And it's different now after COVID, because now you don't know. There are some people that are just like, I'm not shaking hands anymore. Like,
yeah, I'm still fist bumping or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so I'll go in for the handshake, and they'll be going in for the hug, and then it's the awkward, like, okay, and then you kind of move your hand up, and you're like,
"Oh,
that is my life in a nutshell."
Yeah, well, it's difficult, I think, for everybody, because, like, I'm a hugger, and then I have to assess: are you also a hugger when I meet someone? And so that's always going to be my battle.
Yeah,
are we
hugging
or not?
Right,
are we
right.
Just, like, standing there waving,
and then it's weird.
Right there,
and then it's weird when, like, if you've hugged someone once, are you hugging them every time?
I think you're hugging every time.
Or can you switch back to just the handshake?
No, I feel like then you've downgraded the relationship.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I feel like
then you've downgraded
people.
The relationship?
I feel like that's a demotion.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
You have been downgraded to now just a handshake. Good day. Good day to you.
Yes, you're in a hugging club, and then if you're not hugging anymore, I feel like you don't mean as much.
Oh, my God. Gosh,
I feel like that's how that, I would take it,
because I've done that before where I've hugged someone and then I've shaken their hand the next time.
You demoted them. Maybe they're upset about it still.
Maybe I didn't even know. All right, we'll take some more of these coming up. All right. 99.7 DJX. Those misread social cues that are always so awkward. Marley.
Just a few months ago, actually, I was over with my husband at my father-in-law's house. And he stuck out his hand to, like, just dap me up. And for some reason, I shook his hand. And my husband and I have been together for 6 years.
He was gonna give you the dap. He was dapping you up, and then you shook his hand?
I shook my father-in-law's hand after 6 years of knowing each other
funny.
Well.
No, yeah, you're in the family. we're hugging or something, right? Every time.
I'm established.
Yes, you're established.
Yeah,
yes.
I got back to the car and I looked at my husband and I was like, why did I do that?
You're like, and good day to you.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I was mortified.
That's funny, Marley. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Angie in Indiana texted, I asked a couple of people pushing a pallet of water through Sam's for two cases. They didn't work there. They were just getting them for themselves.
Oh. Oh my gosh, this one. I was taking an Uber to the airport. The driver asked American, and so I proceeded to say my nationality and entire backstory around it for him then to say, great, American Airlines or...
Like, where do I drop you off? Which gate do you need? It's great. Oh, I got a text from favorite Brad. Went to Chick-fil-A when they started saying, my pleasure.
Uh-huh.
After taking your order, I thought the girl was flirting with me, and then I heard her say my pleasure to everyone that came through, and I realized I was just dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, poor favorite Brad.
A waiter at a fancy seafood restaurant cut my steak for me and had it on the fork. He was handing me the fork, but I leaned over and took a bite while he was feeding me. The silence was deafening. Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you.
And you're my mommy.
Here comes the airplane.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
That's too much.
Oh, wow. Oh gosh. I got into an elevator with a woman who told me what button to press. Mm. I hesitated so badly that I said, sorry, I'm blind. She looked mortified, pressed the button, and I had to stare off as if I really was blind.
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world?
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world?
That is hysterical.
Oh, gosh. That is phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh. We got a text from a listener. I went to the doctor, and she did my exam and said, you're a beast. And I said, really, a beast? And she said, no, I said, you're obese.
Oh, gosh.
And then she said, let's check your ears next.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's like a dad joke. Oh, no. My gosh. Legit. Oh, my
These
goodness.
Are the misread social cues.
Melissa said thought a coworker was going for a hug, but they were just reaching for the printer paper behind me.
Oh, no.
I basically tackled them with affection. HR witnessed it.
Yes, let's hug.
Oh,
we're finally hugging.
Yes,
we're finally hugging.
Co-workers, we're family.
That's funny because Allison, who texted it, said, I'm such a hugger and I almost get offended when someone isn't.
Yes.
That is so funny.
Same. I'm kind of right there with you.
Couple more. Those misread social cues. Tony said, congrats to a woman I thought was pregnant.
No.
She was not.
No.
I blacked out from the awkwardness.
No.
Yeah.
We never assume that.
Wow.
Never, ever. Even if it's blatantly obvious, you don't assume it. You wait for them to acknowledge it. OMG. OMG. OMG.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here's another. Stephanie, I thought a guy was flirting with me.
Uh-huh.
So I flirted back.
Yes.
And then he said, anyway, I'm gay, trying to set you up with my roommate. Well, that tracks.
Batting for the wrong team here. So yeah. Trying to
type.
Actually set you up with someone else.
You
so.
Are not my type, but my roommate is up your alley.
She's like, oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is great. Wonderful. All right. Well, that's funny. Those classic misread social cues. Thank you for the stories on those on 99.7 JX.